Introduction. 1. The success of socialist ideas. Socialism is the watchword and the catchword of our day. The socialist idea dominates the modern spirit. The masses approve of it. It expresses the thoughts and feelings of all. It's set its seal upon our time. When history comes to tell our story, it will write above the chapter, "The Epoch of Socialism." As yet, it's true, socialism has not created a society which can be said to represent its ideal. But for more than a generation, the policies of civilized nations have been directed towards nothing less than a gradual realization of socialism. Sidney Webb, in Fabian Essays, wrote, "It may now fairly be claimed that the socialist philosophy of today is but the conscious and explicit assertion of principles of social organization which have been already in great part unconsciously adopted. The economic history of the century is an almost continuous record of the progress of socialism." In recent years, the movement has grown noticeably in vigor and tenacity. Some nations have sought to achieve socialism in its fullest sense at a single stroke. Before our eyes, Russian Bolshevism has already accomplished something which, whatever we believe to be its significance, must, by the very magnitude of its design, be regarded as one of the most remarkable achievements known to world history. Elsewhere, no one has yet achieved so much. But with other peoples, only the inner contradictions of socialism itself and the fact that it can't be completely realized have frustrated socialist triumph. They also have gone as far as they could under the given circumstances. Opposition in principle to socialism there is none. Today, no influential party would dare openly to advocate private property in the means of production. The word capitalism expresses for our age the sum of all evil. Even the opponents of socialism are dominated by socialist ideas. In seeking to combat socialism from the standpoint of their special class interest, these opponents, the parties which particularly call themselves bourgeois or peasant, admit indirectly the validity of all the essentials of socialist thought. For if it is only